And we're rolling. Yes, buddy. It's a Mashigama. Drink in hand. Tell me what to see, bro.
Okay.
You ever see me?
Mm-hmm. Saw that bitch at Ross the last week. I'm like, damn, I would get it.
Yeah.
Fuck around, came and got it. I'm like, are you still here? You ain't got no home? Fuck it. You coming with me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is what? February 17th or something?
18th, 19th,
one of them, somebody's.
Around that way.
Smartphone in this bitch. Today is February 19th, 2023. Sorry for the wait, y'all. I know y'all been wondering where the fuck I've been.
We black.
First off, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in to Player Shine Radio and Happy New Year. Been a lot that's been unfolding. I've been part of some of those situations, but just like from a personal standpoint, like it's like it's always something going on, or we always going through something that we have to either overcome, fight through, or get through. And it'd be hard. We're gonna talk about it though. Because it's like I said, it's a well, much needed, long overdue podcast. The whole basis of this podcast, the whole premises of this podcast, the whole substance within this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately to the races, is to uplift black men that look like me. Y'all don't know what we go through. Y'all don't know what we have to endure on a day to day. But in this instance, we're going to break all of that down. And going forward, we're going to always, you know, we're going to always find a way to apply that to life, like in real life circumstances and situations. So it ain't just a nigga talking. This is things that we could apply pressure with. I got my nigga Prince Tone in the building. You know what I'm saying? Fix it, Tony. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no cane in this nigga vocabulary, you know? What's happening, bro?
Team Make Away, man.
Yes, sir.
Everything good, man. Living.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The best thing going right now, man.
You absolutely.
Know, everybody didn't wake up this morning.
Indeed.
A lot of brothers out here dying.
Right.
Young people.
Practicing having that mindset. Even when a nigga going through stuff, like, it could be frustrating. Because that, when you, once you catch that frustrating feeling that I don't feel like doing it. Perfect example, y'all. I'm going for my CDLs. And a part of going for your CDLs, you got to take the test at the DMV, the general knowledge, air brakes, passenger, all of that, signs, everything. And it's like, I did my thing on part of it. But it's like, now I'm at the part where it's the bus driver, passenger. And the number one thing that be confusing me is the way they be using they verbiage or the wordage when it come down to the different types of mirror. Like, it's just a concave mirror, convex mirror, crossbar mirror. And when you stop 400 feet away, that type of shit. You know, like, it could be very confusing unless you, like, actually got hands-on experience. You know what I'm saying? Are you, like, really applying pressure? Myself, personally, I'm the type where I study it, then go in there. But when I went into the DMV, they saw me, they gave me a ticket, took my picture, had me sit down, then she called me over to the computer. And it was so much going on, like it always is at the DMV. But it was like, I felt like it was taking longer than it needed to. Like, why would you say you ready for me to come over here, and then I get over here, and then I gotta wait, looking goofy, feeling like just... And then I totally distracted myself away from the focus of why I was there in the first place, which was to pass this exam, pass this test. Now I'm frustrated. Now I can't think straight. So now the test is starting. And I ain't in the mindset to take this test. I ain't in the I'm not focused anymore. Like, I'm the frustration is so strong within from that little petty incident. Didn't nobody do nothing wrong. Didn't nobody offend me. Didn't nobody disrespect me. None of that. Just my flesh felt entitled that, you know, when you say you ready, you need to hurry up and put some stank on it type of shit. Like, hurry the fuck up. And that's not cool because you have to be patient. Everything, you take your time. Exactly. And then you got to read these questions. You have to read these questions thoroughly, because if you don't, you might think you got it because you skimmed through it. Then you picked the wrong answer, even though it's making sense. They didn't ask you that. They said if, not when. Yeah. Major difference. So I say all of that to say this, man. Just take the time to be patient and focus on what you got to do. If you do it right the first time, you don't got to worry about coming back to do it a second time. Shout out to my foster mama. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. That's for sure, man. Patience. I got into it last week, you know, with God. He was just rushing, man. Like, dude, you should have been here earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you want somebody to just, you know, rush they stuff because, you know what I mean? You trying to rush? No, it don't go down like that, man. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's an entitled mindset that folks have nowadays, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, a lot of our people got that mindset that right now, ready. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this a hot pocket and shit. Life is a hot pocket and shit. Oh, 3 minutes. Like, nigga, okay. You go fuck around and rush. You in a rush to, you in a rush to grow up. Before you know it, nigga, you 30. Like, where the fuck time go, nigga? You was rushing through everything, nigga. All right. You didn't take time to smell the roses. They stink, but you didn't take the time to find that out. Just looking at shit. It's a lot of shit that's beautiful on the exterior. When you take the time to be patient, to understand and get to know and get up on, and then you figure it all. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful, but this ain't it. Compare that to being in relationships. You know, it's a wise, you have to make a wise decision when you're choosing a wife, because it's bigger than just choosing a woman based off of how she shaped or how much she weigh. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got to put in that interview. Put her in that interview process.
It's damn near a vetted process.
Yeah.
And the vetted process can last anywhere between a year and a half to 2 years, depending on how well you want to get, how serious you is on getting to know this person. Right. Is you willing to take that time out to invest? Not just on no financial shit, but just your time. Because that's something, money, you can always get that back. But your time is something that you can't get that to everybody. Not everybody worth your time. And we don't know what you out here looking for. And then you happen to stumble across a woman or a person that pique your interest. You know, and y'all moving a little bit too fast. Like, if we was driving on the road, driving on the freeway, the speed limit 60, but y'all doing 80. If y'all don't slow down, you're going to get bust down. You're going to get pulled over. You're going to get a ticket. And if you keep it up, you're going to get pulled over again. But this time, you might get taken off the road. Taken off your path completely. Not because you being bad. It's just the road you on. You might crash and burn. Somebody needed to hear that. I don't know who. I don't know why I just said that, but somebody needed to hear that.
I mean, you know, it can go both ways. You know what I mean? Y'all want to learn each other, man.
Absolutely. That'd be the fun part, though.
Yeah. Can I handle this person as they are?
Exactly.
Not what I could think they could turn into, or none of that. Mm-hmm. As they are.
Can that's kind of weird to. That's kind of weird that people be really in the mindset where they could change somebody, like. You have the power to turn this person into your expectations of what this person needs to be specifically for you. I don't know. It's niggas out here that be on that shit. It's niggas out. It's men out here that, you know, they submissive to their wives. That's what's up. In so many ways, you're supposed to be. But it's like, I know for a fact that it's the women that's operated with that masculine energy that be wishing their husbands would step up and play their position. That's what they say, at least. But they so used to wearing the pants in the marriage and telling their husband what to do and controlling the finances and doing this and doing that, that by the end of the day, it's like you can't really tell that nigga how to operate and how to stand on his own, because you used to his wife doing everything. As a man, according to the Bible too, it's for you to protect that woman, it's for you to provide for that woman, it's for you to love that woman, it's for you to be gentle with that woman, it's for you to be patient with that woman. Cause this your wife, this not no bitch you just fuck with, this ain't your girlfriend, this ain't your little hoe, this ain't your little bitty, no nigga, this your wife. Me and my wife got a lot of shit going on. We got a lot of shit going on right now. And it's looking very worrisome, scary, because it's so much uncertainty in your face. And then you wake up to this and you got to go to sleep to these thoughts. And the only way you can
wake up to these thoughts.
Only way you can overcome feeding into the emotional side of somebody making you feel like that, you have to give it to God. Because if you try to walk around with that energy and try to function out here, go to work, handle your business, you're gonna fuck around and fuck something up, or you're gonna hurt yourself, because you're too distracted on what happened and which could have happened and why this happened and this should have happened. And they're like, no, it's hard swallowing that pill called reality. But it's like, man, look, it's better for you to just focus on moving forward than just laying down and just, it's like you sick, you paralyzed, you can't move. That's how much the pain and the hurt consume you. That's how much power you allowed this person to have over your life. That's where you was fucking up at in the first place, because that type of energy and that type of love that you was pouring into this person should have been poured into God first. And then through God, he would allow you to love this woman accordingly, so that regardless of what happens, you, before you break down and be contemplating suicide or taking her life, you got God. Yeah, it hurt. Who said we wasn't going? We humans. When we scrape our knee, it hurt. When a woman push a baby out her womb, it hurt. Headaches hurt, nigga. All type of shit hurt. Fights hurt. Getting punched in your face hurt. Getting your tooth knocked out. All that shit hurt, nigga. Feelings getting hurt. Rejection hurt. Clearly, it's meant for us to feel some type of pain, because the pain, even though it hurt, it builds character within us. And through character, it builds hope. You know what I'm saying? And through hope is like the perseverance of overcoming anything through God. Because this world upside down, it's like a shook up snow globe type shit. Right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down is up. It's literally the Pastor Troy song, Vice Versa, bro. Like in real life. We seeing it in the form of entertainment, the Grammys, BET Awards. Like, it's all type of wild ass, weird ass shit going on. And they showing this shit, ain't no kids watching it.
Yeah.
They're showing it during prime time hours when they know the parents off of work, the kids at home, mama wants some entertainment, or, you know, daddy wants some, whoever. Parents want some entertainment. We watching the Grammys. My favorite artist is performing. Oh, your favorite artist just happened to be performing a satanic ritual. You press pause and shit in the backdrop on the back screen is Satan. It just flashed across the screen real quick. But these motherfuckers be on that shit. They slowing it down. Like, look at this. Look what your favorite rapper rapping to. Look how Jay-Z is mocking the Last Supper of Jesus Christ in the prophets. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how, like, they very disrespectful. That was, it's like, it gets darker and darker and more satanic every award show. It don't get no better.
Super Bowl show. All kind of shows.
Yeah.
Rituals.
It's like
ceremonies.
I was just talking to my homie about this, like, it's like an algorithm of bullshit that the entire America is clicking off of. Because you can in China, they YouTube. I mean, they YouTube, they TikTok, they Instagram, they Facebook algorithms. All they showing and showcasing is greatness and excellence, is achievements, scholars, you know what I'm saying, role models, that type of shit. They ain't showing no depravity. They ain't showing sexual immorality. They're not showing none of that. They showing images to these kids where these kids is looking up to the right things in life. But over here in America, Uncle Sam say, bitch, pop that pussy if you want to. And you can too, nigga. That's exactly what Uncle Sam telling them to do. There ain't really no clear direction on society. It's all going to the crapper. It's all going to the crapper.
On purpose.
Yeah. We just saw a black man get beat by 5 police officers.
Intentionally.
Black police officers. Like, wow. Like, y'all... That's how you know we don't fuck with each other like that.
Yeah.
Like, we get pop... One, it's like... Us as black people, the minute we get a little bit of power, a badge and a gun, for example, like, that shit go to our head for real. Like, the way Mike Epps played Day-Day and Friday After Next, and his enthusiasm on being a security guard, all that shit he seen on TV, like, even though, you know, he, that's a fucking actor, I get that. But it's like, in real life, it be motherfuckers that be really... looking at themselves like they above the law. You can't tell them shit. It's they way or the highway. And unfortunately, you got people that look like you that don't give a fuck about you. I didn't been to jail before. Not on no serious shit like killing and pointing a pistol at people or weird ass shit, but speeding tickets, damaging property, is, you know, little shit like that. But it's like, when you in there, you see how these people, they got that power, they got that uniform, they got that badge, they got their little taser, they got their little keys and shit to lock you in, talk they shit and click, click. And then it'd be weird because you'll be out and you'll see these motherfuckers functioning in society like regular people. My bro, I could really beat buddy ass. Thankfully, I wasn't on that because they never disrespected me. But I heard the horror stories. Like, I caught that hoe ass nigga. That nigga tried me at, where he said it was at. That nigga tried me at Dodge. I saw this nigga at Kroger shopping. I was like, what's happening now, bitch ass nigga? He was like, hey, come on, man. That was in prison, man. I don't even, ooh. It's like, wow.
That's real life, though, man.
That's real life, though.
You know, be careful what you do to people. Mm-hmm. How you treat people, man.
Facts.
Straight up.
You have to.
On the real, man.
Life is precious. But I want to start this specific topic off. And it's in reference to definitely this situation with these 5 police officers. And this young black man. I'm talking about, in life, people, you know, we give each other titles either based off of how we look or our perception of other people based off of the racism that's been constantly engraved in us. We know how to stereotype motherfuckers very well. So seeing him, Tyre Nichols, and hearing about his story, what type of person he was, you know what I'm saying, skateboarding ass young nigga. And then you hear other backdrop stories behind that with the police officer that was really egging the shit on. Tyre Nichols was in a relationship with his girlfriend, and that was the reason why they did him the way they did him. That could be cap.
Yeah.
That could be he say, she say.
It ain't funny, but it's crazy.
That's how, know, that, yeah.
You can't take their word for it.
Exactly.
None of that shit, bro.
Allegedly, I'm gonna say that.
It's like, what? You know, shit ain't making sense.
Allegedly.
it's deeper than what it is. It's all kind of shit involved with that case, man. It's fucked up they did my brother like that, man.
It is. And you know what? It ain't gonna really be no justice. It ain't really gonna be no dollar amount you could put on a situation right. like that, because at the end of the day, like I said, you got people with power that got that gun and that badge. Not all, but a lot. They be abusing their power. And this is one of the many end results. Now, here in Milwaukee, there was a situation where a police officer was just recently shot. I'm on my way from my appointment. I'm on the phone talking. Next thing you know, I just see plenty of police cars passing by, like, fast as hell. Like, I thought it was a high-speed chase, but it just, the line of police officers never, it was like 4 minutes, 5 minutes long. Police cruisers, police jeeps, police trucks, police, undercover police, all of them had their lights on. I'm like, damn. No, they was repping for they for the fallen one. I don't condone death on nobody. You know, life is a life. As soon as the nut hit the egg and that motherfucker penetrated the bitch you pregnant, that's a life. Yeah. Fuck a heartbeat, that's life.
Yeah.
To go through something like that, and then all of it, like you said, the he say, she say shit on why this happened, or they had some type of beef and this, that, and the third, like, you know, the way the nigga was beating on that nigga, yeah, like it was personal. But regardless, you a sworn officer of the law. You supposed to protect and serve, unless y'all change the rules to protect the businesses and the Caucasians and the people with money that's white. But anybody of color, discriminate and treat them like they animals.
Yeah.
But that's really what it's looking like for me. Like, I don't know though. I could be wrong, but that's what it's looking like for me.
Like I say, the whole shit ain't making sense to me. It's like, how many officers? Like, 6 officers, right? 5 or 6 officers?
Plus, the EOTs not doing their job. Yeah, just looking around like, ain't no way I'm an EOT in the post. I see a black man getting beat like that. And they like, no, nah, don't tell. Like, bro, you don't tell me how to do my job. I'll tell you, bro, if you touch me, it's going to be what? I'm finna help him.
Yeah.
Fuck is you talking about, nigga? This...
That's what we do.
I went through this at Boeing. Like, no, right. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to say something. I'm supposed to do the right thing. Why the fuck am I being punished for doing the right thing? And that's what motherfuckers probably be thinking too. Like, in those type of situation, y'all supposed to be on the same team. You're supposed to act like you ain't seen nothing. Even though it's on body cam. Right. On multiple body cams. Right. It's like, come on, fam. But what really pissed me off is the fact of how fast they was charged versus the nigga that killed George Floyd. Yeah. It took a minute for that shit to go.
Yeah.
These niggas was in custody immediately. Immediately. And that ain't really no surprise. Like, that's not a shock. You a black police officer? And y'all caught on camera making the department look bad, nigga. They finna slam y'all, nigga. If that was all white men, nigga,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
It's you already like know how it go.
The audacity for them to think they got that much pull, where they can get that shit like that shit done just like that with, yeah, like you say, another agency. Not even just they agency.
Exactly.
Now, you know, like you say, EMT, that's a whole different agency.
Exactly.
Investigations.
You know what I'm saying? That man died.
All y'all.
And it's like, the way that they brought the charges, they made sure to air out all of the niggas first. And then once the reports came out, and all of the officers that was involved in it was named, and then it included a white officer, then they start speaking about, oh yeah, there was another officer too, we forgot about that one, this is such and such. But anyway, back to these niggas, because they bogus as hell. I mean, we know political theatrics, we know bullshit reporting when we see it. Like, we desensitized to it to a point where it's just not a shock anymore. We just peep game and apply understanding where it is. You know, most people watch news to get informed. engage their lives off of that. But when I watch the news, I'm just seeing, making sure that everything that it's talking about continuing to line up with the word of God. And so far it is.
Yeah.
I hear too many of you niggas, you spiritual, holistic ass niggas out here talking about the higher being of the fifth element of the third eye of the pineal gland and opening your third eye. I hear you. Realize this. Like, you know, I can get y'all money online and shit, man, but it's like motherfuckers out here in real life really out here going through it. And that shit that y'all talking about don't necessarily apply to what really needs to happen. Definitely a revolution. Definitely a shift of power. Definitely something in favor of the original inhabitants of this nation. It damn sure wasn't no $5 Indians. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it a stack. It's just too many lies. I want to shift gears. I want to shift gears from that to talk about
Ron DeSantis. Let me take a sip of my spark because this bitch ass nigga.
That motherfucker doing now, man.
Boy. Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis. I believe he's like the governor of Florida or something. Or the mayor.
Yeah, governor.
This bitch ass nigga. And I hope his people hear it. I hope his auntie and his mama and his granny hear it too. Ron DeSantis is literally passing laws and legislated to make it illegal to learn anything about Black history. Anything dealing with slavery, lynchings, segregation, all of that shit, anything dealing with basically oppressing Black people, he's banned any type of talk, literature, education dealing with that. And to try to make it seem less like racist, he trying to throw it off on the LGBT community. Like, well, the LGBT community is trying to infiltrate the kids and Don't let me quote this. Like, I ain't trying to speak it verbatim, but he's basically alluding that the LGBT community is hand in hand with making Black history, like using Black history as a weapon. I don't know what the some way, somehow, this nigga found a way to make learning about Black history illegal in the state of Florida. Critical race theory, that's what it's called. Critical race theory. To me, from a little bit that I've been seeing, a little bit that I've been hearing, it's like, you basically passing a law where it's illegal to make white people feel bad about slavery. That's really what it's boiling down to. And because that's a white man, he got the power to do that. He got the power and he got the people that he need in play to make that type of shit happen. My thing is this. Why is it that when it come down to Black history, what that got to do with the LGBT community? Like, that's like two different things. When you talk about Black history, you talking about people that was forced to build a nation against their will. You talking about people that were separated from their families, mothers and sons and daughters and fathers, separated, raped, pillaged, and murdered, lynched, barbecued, genitalia cut off, because that's how sick and disgusting these people was. And you mean to tell me that in the United States of America in 2023, it's governors and mayors that can pass laws to downplay our ancestry, downplay our struggle, downplay our history, like we had no impact in this nation. Like it never, like slavery never happened. We just here, like everybody else. We was begging. We said we'd suck y'all dick if y'all let us come to America. That's really how it played out. Just because a lot of motherfuckers that's over here now and they people that came here 3, 4, 5 generations ago, that's what they was on, don't mean that's what happened to us. Like, we the only people that was forced over here against our will. We the only people over here. When you look at us, when white people look at us, we are evidence of a crime that was committed over 400 years ago. And that's what the fear of, that's where the fear is. That's where that's coming from. That's why they gotta pass these bullshit ass legislations, because they can't handle that pressure. So I'm looking at it like this, like Ron DeSantis, like if you can pass those type of legislations and try to scapegoat the LGBT community and gaslight them and gaslight us and gaslight our history and all of that shit, like why you not doing that to the Jewish community? Like, should we say fuck the Holocaust? Should we say fuck Anne Frank? Should we say shout out to Hitler? Should we start wearing swastikas and shit? Cause that never happened. It's like the entire United States of America, the United States government, that's the federal, that's judicial, all of it. And on every level, on every branch, in the military, in the Navy, in the Marines, like in secret intelligence, like in every aspect you could think, America does not have an interest of foundational black Americans nor the descendants of slavery. They don't have any regards for us or our well-being. For the majority, it's a lie to think that only a few of us can make it and be successful and be millionaires or billionaires when you got all of these white people walking around as millionaires and billionaires and they didn't do shit for it. Most of they riches was inherited based off of the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors building this nation. I'm really talking to these niggas, Tom. I'm really talking to these niggas.
Man, you got to, man. It's important to understand that whatever they do, man, because they want to do it. We gotta change our mindset and do the same thing. We gotta wanna do that stuff, man.
Exactly.
Exactly. They ain't gonna give us nothing, man.
And that's the thing. A lot of motherfuckers be expecting that. But the reality is that, bro, the world don't owe you shit. Like, it's reparations. That's not something that's gonna be given regardless, one way or another. Mm-hmm. And we're getting closer and closer to that. That's already ours. To comment on what you just said, you got these people. Basically, I'm white and I said so. That's really what all the laws boil down to. If a nigga go on a grocery store full of white people, elderly people, and use an automatic rifle, assault rifle, and shoot everybody in there, they're giving him the death penalty in less than a month. But if a white boy do the same thing, literally, tactical armor-piercing rounds, all type of shit. Oh, he going through the whole process. They gonna baby him. They gonna offer him some Burger King. They gonna do whatever the fuck they want. I'm white and I'm right and I said so. That's really what it boiled down to. So to have that mindset where you still going against that, like, nigga, fuck what you talking about. I know you got the power. I know this is illegal. I know you can put me in a trap like this. It's all type of snares and traps set out here for me and you. Yeah. All of us. And it irritates them when we find ways to avoid that. Not even thinking that I ain't gonna even think like that. I'm gonna just focus on what I know I'm capable of doing. Let God lead me in my steps. God gifted me to be a hard worker, whether it's using my mind, using my hands, or just talking. Regardless, I already got everything I need on the inside. It's just all about tapping into that. But shout out to all of the Black Adventures. Shout out to all of the Black pioneers that shaped and molded and changed the world just by being themselves authentically, and made the world hate them because they didn't want to be what you wanted them to be. They still chose to be them. And because of that, you either had to kill them or make sure they died broke. Shout out, rest in peace, Brett James Brown. Rest in peace, Red Fox.
Black on Proud.
You know what I'm saying? The real ones.
Yeah.
It's so many more, like, it's so many great people of color, like, it's 2023 and I'm still finding out what black people did before our time. Like, damn, America racist as a bitch. Like, damn, it's still people out here making accomplishments to be the first black person to have this position in government or be a judge. Like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, we really making a big deal about this being the first black person to do something? Like, I thought after Obama, that first black person to do anything shit was dead. I could be wrong, but that's just how I feel. And when it really boiled down to it, it is what it is, shit. It was something else I wanted to talk about too. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah. So the main reason why it was a delay with the Sour Power Hour being back on air on Player Shine Radio exclusively on the Anchor app and other major streaming podcast platforms. You know, I just lost my mom, my foster mom. You know, she put up a good fight and she got a good 80 years of life before she went on to the next journey with her soul, her spirit. It was beautiful. Like, I didn't think I was gonna break down, but I did. And the only reason I broke down was because it was the love that I had for her. Like, just thinking back to everything she ever did for me. And, you know, me being a kid, being a little badass kid, lying, cheating, and stealing, and just her being, like we was talking about earlier, her being patient with me, being patient with us. Don't get me wrong, she cussed us clean the fuck out, like we was bogus as hell, but it was the love and the patience for me, where she could have sent us back into the system and we could have kept bouncing around from foster home to foster home, but she kept us, she held us down. She adopted us. She did all of that. Well, she adopted my brothers and sisters. I didn't get adopted. And the only reason I didn't get adopted was because I was infatuated with the thought of my mama, my biological mama, getting off of drugs, getting herself together, getting an apartment or a house so that we could move in and on some Brady Bunch shit, happily ever after type shit. But that's not how life worked out. You know, and it took for me to become a parent and go through it with the woman, now women, that I laid down and had children with. And, you know, if it wasn't for her, with her valuable wisdom and, you know what I'm saying, words of love and patience for me, like keeping it real, like my mama ain't sugarcoat nothing, like, and I ain't had nothing to lie or hold back. I already know and knew I was telling the truth, and in return she was giving me information that I needed as far as just focusing in reality. The reality is that this can't continue to happen, because, you know, when you do wrong, God gonna look at that and woo woo, and God definitely been moving and working and operating and showing. So to have to lose her like that, it's like, it was hard, but it was like, this was my first time where everybody in the room and she in the bed and like she gone and we praying over her. My last interaction with her was holding her hand, feeling her nails that she always kept painted, It's like, damn, you really gone. But like I said, it was a beautiful situation where, you know, I know what her impact was in my life, so I know where she at. She did her thing. She took care of a lot of kids in the city of Milwaukee. She adopted, raised a lot of kids in Milwaukee. So shout out to Ruth Walls. May you rest in peace, moms. We love you. That part.
Yeah, you never know how many breaths you got in this world, man.
You're right about that.
Use every breath wisely.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose. Intentionally. You just never know when you're gonna go, man.
Right.
We love to think that we're gonna live to see 90, whatever. You know what I mean? 100, whatever it might be. From what I heard, that black people used to live like 150 years. That was just like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I think, bro. The diet was way different.
Yeah, the natural diet.
If you go to China, in certain places, them Chinese people be old as fuck.
Yeah.
Me like 100 and something years old, still out there chopping wood like I ain't shit. Like, what the fuck? I mean, that's my great-great-granny. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
What's that diet? Lifestyle?
Yeah.
They don't got all the shit that America exposed to. It's a situation right now. Where is that? In Colorado? Where that train crashed? And it had like a real
Ohio.
Yeah,
I heard it was another one right after that in like Texas.
That shit sound like it's by design. Cause first
chemicals,
the chicken plant blew up. Now it's an egg shortage, and then next thing you know, Walmart's selling plastic eggs. It's like, what the fuck is going on? It sounds like population control to me. I'm just saying. Well, they making it a crime where you can't say nothing negative about taking dick in the ass. You can't talk. You can't say faggot no more. You can't do that. Can't speak bad about your government. Shout out to Eric Snowden. He exposed the shit out of Obama. Obama was mad as hell. Obama was pissed. Go get that little fuck nigga. Where did he go? He on his way to Russia. Fuck. Yeah. Is anybody in the room cool with Putin? Nobody was cool with Putin. Putin was like, come on, bro. I ain't even fuck with you right now. Just go on here, bro. You ain't got shit to worry about. You good. Go live. I'm gonna holler at you when I need you.
I watched that Emancipation yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was crazy, man.
That was a slave movie?
Yeah.
With Will Smith?
Yeah.
It's in the movies? It's in the theaters or it's on DVD? I mean, TV?
I think it's in the movies.
It was good.
It might be out already. You know, that shit, they've been releasing that shit right away, man.
It was good.
You know? It was a decent movie, man. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with Will Smith like that, but I did feel compelled to watch that movie.
That nigga cold ass actor though, bro.
I ain't gonna take nothing from him exactly. Nothing from him exactly.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know that man personally to say that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah. It's crazy though.
I know, some weird shit. We're gonna talk about it, but.
Yeah, that's some shit though, man. Mm-hmm. That's for sure, man. Slavery in itself, man.
You know what be irritating? Why they be making laws to ban talking about slavery, but then they be coming out with movies about slavery? I'm sick of the slave porn, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all weird as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm talking about weird.
You would think they would have, you know, some other shit besides that. One slave movie to the next. What was the last one? Harriet?
Harriet, The Woman King. 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Django. And guess what? All white people financed and bankrolled all the motherfuckers. You don't get to get Academy Awards and Oscars and shit. And you did everything by yourself. Hell no.
Hell no.
Fuck. I'm gonna be like, who the fuck? You know, they ain't gonna even let your movie in. Like, no.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, Will Smith, you know, he could have paid for that shit by yourself.
He could have.
You know what I mean?
He could have, but you gotta think about how much they offered him. What he. Will Smith probably say, at this point, Will Smith is a box office sensation. Legendary. He could easily ask for $50 million off top on the low end.
Yeah.
And he wants some parts, and he wants some stakes and percentages and credits, and he want to be a executive producer in this bitch too. Think about how much that, like, they get crazy. But that nigga Will Smith, his son aired him out, bro. Jaden Smith. Let Jaden Smith tell it, bro. Let Jaden Smith tell it. Allegedly. Will Smith and what else was that? Will Smith and P. Diddy fucking. Will Smith and P. Diddy fucking, bro. P. Diddy weird as fuck, bro. There's too many stories. Niggas be checking P. Diddy about his shit. He weird as fuck. But considering what's going on with his wife, August Alsina, his daughter Willow, and what she be got going on, they be reporting about her. I don't care. Do what you do, baby. The whole family, it's like, I don't know if that come along with being in Hollywood, which I'm pretty sure it do, but it's like, bro, it's just too much weird ass, wild ass shit happening with him and his family. That don't take away from him being a phenomenal actor at all, but it's like, bro, when your son come out at a Tyler the Creator concert, Tyler the Creator is my boyfriend. Tyler the Creator is my boyfriend. Well, he repeated it, bro. I'm like, bro, let me tell you right there.
Again, you know, it's what they put out here, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy, but it's so damn true, man. When they highlight us, it's always on some goofy ass shit.
Exactly. It's either we gotta put on a dress.
Yeah.
Or we gotta do some gay shit. Yeah. Or we gotta sell our people out. One of the three. When it comes to the music, they said there's three doors that you can go through. You can go through the door of being signed. And take everything that come along with that. All of the good and all, especially all of the bullshit. It's going to be a lot of bullshit that come along with it. It's an independent door you go through where you're going to make money, but you ain't going to make as much money that you would if you went and got signed. Because when you get signed, you got a whole machine behind you. Ads and promotion, marketing, studios, networks, access to getting tours and shows and booked and doing appearances and interviews and all of that shit, publishes, bro, all that shit. You can do that as an independent artist. It's just you literally have to do that as an independent artist by yourself until you get yourself in a position where you can pay people to do that. Pay people to do this or pay people to do that. Like at a certain point in time, you only a jack of all trades, and you got to remember, a jack of all trades masters nothing. I don't want to be that. On some temporary shit, yeah, I do it, but I just want to do it to a point where when I'm in a position to have employees and I got a payroll, that type of shit, so I can focus more on my music, creativity, family, and most importantly, God, spending more time with God. It's going to keep tying back in if y'all ain't noticed, but yeah, man. What time is it?
Yeah, we gotta figure out how much we worth, man. You know, because it's like I say, you know, Will Smith, he could've made that movie by himself. Tyler Perry do it. You know what I mean? Like, make some shit yourself, man. But
excuse me.
You be the owner of that shit, you know. One of the things, shout out to Michael Jackson. Cause he wasn't playing no games with him, bro. Give me mine, man. All mine. You know what I'm saying?
You owe me. Fine. Matter of fact, I own part of you now.
Like, he had distribution deals. Mm-hmm. But, like, signed, you know what I mean? Like, he can only... Nah, he created music like, whenever he wanted to. When he wanted to.
They didn't like that.
Yeah.
That'd be the thing, too. It's a rumor going around about... these cryptocurrency billionaires, young niggas, like young billion, like coming up off that cryptocurrency shit, bro, just randomly found murdered. Bullet in the back of the head.
Damn. See, that's
the
type of shit they ain't talking about.
They're not gonna talk about it, bro.
That's the shit they ain't talking about, man. That type of shit. That's what they be on, man.
Facts.
Just like I say, just feed you that goofy stuff. You know? Just feed you that goofy stuff. You ain't gonna worry about the real stuff.
Mm-mm.
Don't worry about the real stuff.
Don't look at that. Look at this.
Yeah.
That's real shit. No, you right.
You figure they offer his ass $50 million or whatever, but they gonna make $200 million off him.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
No, they trying to cancel him. They didn't want to give him the rights to his own show. And it's like I said in the beginning, like they try to give you these shitty ass deals where you ain't got no choice really but to sign. If you're trying to change your life, this is just a way for you to do it right now. It ain't that it ain't no other way. It's just this is the only way available right now. And it ain't going to be here that long. Do you want to sign this shitty ass deal or no? And when you coming from the street, you know what I'm saying? Rent due, thousands of dollars. You got a baby mama probably. You got kids. She talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing this and you've been going hard. And you finally at that point. And in your eyes, you feel like this is your opportunity. And you sign that motherfucker and don't read it. Not realizing the first rule in business. Never accept the first offer, nigga. I know it hurt, nigga, but you gonna have to tell them I'm straight. This ain't it. If y'all want the best out of me, or if you think you gonna milk me, you gonna have to pay me. And this is how I operate. I'm gonna make demand. This is what I want, and this is what I need. They don't want that type of motherfucker on the negotiating table. They just wanna put big numbers in your face. We're gonna give you $750,000 in cash, right? Get the money. Get the money. Get him a chain. Get him a big ass chain. Just sign it. You ain't gotta read. Just sign. We got you, bro. We going to the strip club after this. Get that nigga a pound of perp. You said, Lane, you do this, you do that.
Yeah.
You give a young nigga that type of attention and energy and access to that, that's like giving a 3-year-old a big bag of gummy worms open, like busting out the bag and telling them don't eat it and then you'll be right back. What the fuck you think that baby gonna do? That baby finna go crazy on that bag of on gummy worms. But that's just how the world work, man. Like I just prefer just to put the energy and the time in. Like my focus is just to authentically be myself with this, take observations at life and in the world and understand it for what it is and move accordingly, because there's so much shit out of our control and our power. They got Japanese and Chinese spy balloons and shit, and it's always something, man. Like we getting closer and closer to war.
Distractions, man.
That's what it looks. That's what, bro.
You looking all up in the air for a balloon.
The Super Bowl just happened. The Super Bowl just passed, right? While all of us was watching the Super Bowl and watching the commercials and watching Rihanna pregnant ass barely do shit, they was passing laws and legislation that really matter, that really like impacts our lives and dictates how we function and operate on a day-to-day basis. Like while we at these events, these major events where they want you to tune in live for the 47th annual, live from exclusively on, and now a word from our sponsors, and then nigga, they passing laws and legislations to make it even harder for us to function, to do what we need to do. It's more geared towards us being a nation full of workers. What's the point of having a nation full of thinkers when all we need is a nation full of workers building and contributing to the funds? We got a nation full of thinkers. They just gonna change the world, and we don't want to change the world. We want it to be how it is so we can keep getting money. The feds watching, they coming for me. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Play Your Shine Radio. Yes, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's something else, bro.
It definitely is.
It's definitely something else, man. Mm-hmm. Kind of take the invisible blindfolds off, you know, and really see what's going on, what's going on and why it's going on.
I agree.
Identify.
Mhm. It's time to just really start critically thinking.
Yeah.
Really analyzing, reading between what people be saying and what their intentions is.
Counterpunch.
Got a little story. Yeah. Fuck around. Met a little young lady, you know. Cool, beautiful. She a little bit older than me, but she's still a young lady, you know. Get to talking. It's like the way she came, like, introduced herself to me. I was like, okay. Yeah, I saw you at Woo Woo. I was there. I remember your face. Like, oh, I remember you. What's up? Nothing, just, what's up with you? Okay. Going back and forth, you know, get to talking. And then I messed around and I was like, yeah. And then my ex-wife was like, wait, whoa. Wife? You got a wife? You married? I'm like, yeah. I tried to tell you that when we met after the little event we was at, when we was talking. But then you got distracted by your friends that was calling your name. So the conversation ended abruptly. But yeah, that's my situation. This going on, that's going on. And this is where I'm at right now. This is like, oh, well, yeah, as far as trying to build anything, we're going to have to put that on hold until you get that straight. And woo, woo. I'm like, I mean, that's cool, fine and dandy. I get that. That's fine. The way she said it, I just took it as, I think I might need to take just fall back. Like, just chill. So I fell back, get my shit together, going through my little struggle, whatever. A couple months later, she hit me up out of nowhere. I'm like, what's up? I'm like, I'm confused. Like, you said you just wanted to be my friend. Like, I know what it means when females say that. Like, I'm straight. I'm good. I'm just gonna, you know, just carry on type shit. She was like, well, I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying, like, we could be cool. We can go hang out, do this and that. I'm like, I guess. I mean, okay.
Cool. Whatever. So what's up?
Woo. You know, fuck around. Went out. Kicked it. Played some pool. Ate some chicken wings. Had a few shots. Talked some shit. She told me some childhood trauma stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, really clicking and vibing and shit. You know? And, you know, the night ended. I'm gonna say, like, a couple weeks later, hit her up, like, what's up? It's talking, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, shit, when I'm gonna see you? She was like, my niece got selling Girl Scout cookies. Oh, yeah, for real. I'm like, Bobby, you wanna buy some Girl Scout cookies? He was like, yeah, let me get these, and them. All right, big bro want these, and these. She's like, all right, it's gonna be a wait, though, and da da da. Like, all right, whatever. It's a few days before Valentine's Day. I'm like, let me see. What's up? Like, hey, how you doing? So I was sent through the little Valentine's Day thing, like a funny Valentine's Day meme. I was like, you want to be my Valentine? And then she hit me back, and she was laughed at the meme and shit. She was like, no, thank you. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's just like I expected on that friendship shit. Like, yeah. Like, ooh. I was like, well, okay. It's no problem. We don't gotta worry about it. You know. But I say that to say this. Like, it didn't take for me to reach out to her. It didn't take for me to inquire on how she doing and what she up to and what she got going on and who she talking to and what your situation looking like. Like, my nigga, you asking me all of these, you know what I'm saying, trying to fuck with me questions and shit, and I'm still trying to get to know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you taking it as, I guess I'm trying to wife you, or I'm trying to, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it, because, you know, I'm not in a position to try to sweep you off your feet like I don't got shit going on. Like, I just was honest with you about, you know what I'm saying, what I got going on. I don't be in everybody's face, so when I do open up, like, consider it me, like, no, I just was trying to let you know, like, you don't gotta worry about motherfuckers capping or lying to you. Like, I'm gonna just always be as solid as possible. But you took it a whole nother way, so I had to definitely fall back from that, because I don't be chasing people, and I like who like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just life, man. I'd rather have somebody on deck that got my best interest, that want to see me win. You know what I'm saying? Like, we on the same page type shit, versus, no, you pretty, you this, you that, you got this, you got that, but you ain't no shit. Like, trying to jump into your life is like playing double dutch, and I don't play double dutch. I'ma step on the ropes every time, bitch. Like, I don't gonna do that. I ain't gonna even hold you. It's like, it's just another aspect of learning and catching that wisdom where, well, I mean, no, I liked her. I liked her a lot. She was, you know what I'm saying, she was cool, but I liked her enough to just let that go without feeling offended or feeling some type of way or on some immature shit. Like, no, because right now God got me on the path and a journey where it was points in time I thought it was this female that was for me. I thought it was that female for me. And it's like, it ain't none of them. Like, right, why the fuck is you even, why is you even focused on that? Just focus on you. It ain't for me to go back to a toxic situation. You know, once it's up, it's up. We just gotta focus on moving forward. And even in that instance, it's like, it's hard. It's hard not seeing your kids. It's hard not having access to your home because of how a motherfucker feel, like, that should be irritating as fuck, but somehow, some way, I found strength to not just get through the day, but take advantage of the day. Do something the average person ain't really thinking about. Just apply myself and see what happens. Like, even when it comes to these CDLs, nigga, I'm finna get this shit on deck. And I know once I get them, it's gonna be a cracking ass company that's gonna be paying that bread that I'm gonna be fucking with. I'm gonna have to make a sacrifice. In order to be successful, you gotta be willing to let something go so that you, your hands open for the blessings. And if all it takes is that, then, man, sign me up. Let's get it. Dead ass.
Yeah, getting them skills, man. It's important. Apprenticeships and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Some real skills under your belt, man.
Absolutely.
All real. It's really important. Set your own scale.
Mm-hmm.
For your skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We all built to work for ourselves, man.
You're right.
Just gotta tap into it.
No, that's real. Yeah. Can't be afraid to go into the unknown. Like, if it's on your heart to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and go. See what happens. It's either for you or it's not. And if it's for you, it's gonna really catch you off guard because you're gonna think that it wasn't for you, but because you took a leap of faith and found out that it is for you, now you, nigga, it's go time. It's crunch time.
Man. It's real. It's just like, okay, we got this going on, we got that going on. All the black folks invented all them inventions. And they ain't get paid for it. The cell phone. Shit like that. Like, what? We got the patent on the cell phone?
Hell yeah. No, that's real deal. Like, bro, we got a lot of patents on a lot of inventions. Like I said, it's 2023 and we still finding out what black people, how black people really contributed to America, from towing and tilling the land to laying the foundation to building the infrastructure, building the cities, bro. Like, building the roads. My foster father built the city of Milwaukee for 27 years. 27 years, bro. That's impressive. So that mean that all of these beat up ass streets now, they used to be smooth once upon a time. But you gotta think, beat up as these streets is on this side of town, no telling when the last time they repaved or just redid everything. But as soon as you go across that bridge, going towards the east side and shit, you know what I'm saying? But over there by Lincoln Park and whatnot, they rode smooth as hell. Why? Well, you got UWM over there, of course. I mean, why not? And then you got all of the young professionals over there as well. Like, all the money, all the young money over there. Like, of course, you got your homeowners. You got all of that shit. It's like, it hit different. Once you leave the north side, it just hit different, bro, for some reason. But it's pockets of good areas on the north side. Like, it's pockets. And it didn't catch you off guard. You don't know it unless you doing some type of DoorDash or Uber or something. You just happen to pull up in a random neighborhood. Like, where the fuck did... And then you go down the block. Oh, I didn't know this was... Like, what?
Right there.
Dead ass, man. But, look.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank y'all. Oh, yeah, I'm right on time. I'm right on time. Just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour, man. As always, you know, I'm very appreciative. Tone, you got any words of wisdom? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to FMP. I miss the meeting, man. Just trying to get my daughter situated and all that, but shout out to FMP. the entire organization, the people that make it function, and the young men and our OG men, you know what I'm saying? That's with the dedication and passion to see others and help each other build and grow. Well, my bad, Tony. You got anything you want to say, bro?
Man, I just get it, y'all. You know, that's all I could really say, man. Just wake up. Let's really understand what's going on. Our back's always been against the wall. Always.
Facts.
But it's those that, you know, get up off that wall, man. Fight back, man. That's what we gotta do, is fight back.
Real deal.
Not in the physical way. The mental way.
Mm.
The emotional way.
Yes, sir.
That's where it starts. Start with you.
Mm.
Ain't nothing gonna change unless you change.
That's heavy.
Straight up.
Yeah, man, we gonna keep dropping them on y'all, man. Welcome back to Player Shine Radio. As always, we'll see y'all next time. Until then, it's buddy.